Unfortunately, as what happens every once in a while, the shiur, a very important shiur, the shiur on Yachloku was lost to us due to faulty electronics. But what I will be trying to do is, I will be trying to give over this shiur without the give and take that you have grown to love, but try to give this shiur over in a concise and precise way. Before we begin, you should just realize that total, full clarity on these inyanim will probably not be had, at least until we get to the middle of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, as on Daf Beis Amud Beis, there will be some important Shakla Vatari on the bottom, throughout the Amud, that will be enabling us to dig deeper into the ideas that we will be laying out now. But the chunk of it, and I believe hopefully all of it, what we will be discussing will remain as we go through the sugyas, and we're going to now get started. So Tosfos, as all the Rishonim are bothered to as to what's the story with the Mishnah Shnayim Ochsin Batalis saying Yachloku. Right now, the Tosfos is not concerned with the Shvua aspect, which will be dealt with on other days. And his concern is that Zubafeirish Gemara that seems to say that when we have a Safek, a pure Safek, as to who is the din with, or put it this way, if we have two people coming into court and each of them have equal claims, so the Gemara in Baba Basra says that what one does, what Bezin does, is they say, Kol Dolom Gvar, may the stronger man win. Yet our Mishnah, when you have Shnayim Ochsin Batalis, says Yachloku, you split it. The case there in Baba Basra is a case of Arba, where two people are fighting over a boat on the water, or wherever it is. And there's a third case where you have two Mafkidim, and we will understand the case, we will go with the case where the two Mafkidim, one who is giving over to the Shomer 100 Zuz, and the other one, say Reuven is giving, well, we don't know which one is giving, one of the two is giving the Shomer 100 Zuz, and the other Mafkid is giving over to the Shomer 200 Zuz. They give it over together, that's the way we will be learning. It's the standard approach here. They are giving it over to the Shomer in one hafkada, in one handing over. And therefore, the Gemara there says, the Shomer, not knowing afterwards who is the recipient of the 100 Zuz and who is the recipient of the 200 Zuz, namely, which Mafkid gave him the 100, which gave him the 200. The Mishnah later on, Tanakama, there says, what we say is, they each party, Chachamim there say, that each party, Reuven and Shimon, get, the Mafkidim get 100. The other 100, which is a Safek, each of them are saying that other 100 is theirs. The Mishnah there says, Yemunachat Sheyavo Aliyo. So what's going on? So Tosa starts out by saying, he's asking the question, Tema de Maishna mi ahida arba. Damar called Olam Gvar. Says he has a tema. It's a big plea to him. Tema is a big plea. What is the difference between arba and our Mishnah, where we say called Olam Gvar? Interesting. Interesting that Tosus is more concerned with Yachloku. He's at Yachloku being the Mishnah and called Olam Gvar being Amoraim there in the Gemara saying called Olam Gvar. And he's asking, why is the Yachloku here? Like, the Amoraic statement is more pashut to him. Because Tosus's premise, I believe, is that when no one has a stronger claim than the other, and we're just talking about claims, okay, and it's claims against claims. So Tosus's basic premise is, you have a claim, he has a claim. Nothing we could do about it. No one has any greater claim. So Bezin says, listen, that's it. We can't do anything here. You guys have claims, but we have nothing. We have nothing to do. So therefore, he says, Kol Dalam Gvar. Tosus says, Kol Dalam Gvar is the pashtus. We can't. We have nothing to go with. You're making claims? What does that got to do with us? Claims are claims. No substance. No substance to claims. That's why Tosus comes and says, no, you have to understand. When they're both holding on to the object, so the pshat is not that, you know, they're holding on to it. They're each holding on to it. Cancels each other out. And it's like it's just claims. But rather, they're both holding on to it. It also says, V'yesh oimar de'oichsin shayni, de'choshev kilu kol achad yesh loba bevadai hachetzi. It also says that oichsin is different because we view it as if each one has bevadai. For sure, a chetzi, the anan sade, because we are ki'ilu witnesses, the maida tafis, that which each one is holding, is didei, is his. So Tosla says something fascinating here. He says that it's as if each one has a half. Now later on Beis and Beis, we're going to see different approaches as to what happens in this case, because this is a unique scenario. They're really both holding on to the totality of the object. So in a certain sense, it's a paradox. And that's why in the Havamina, Tosos assumed that maybe it's like the case of Arba, where Bezin just says, we can't take the case. Kol Dalam Gvar, fight it out. No one has any substance to their claims more than the other, and the Muchzakas just cancel each other out. The fact that they're both holding it is saying that no one's Muchzak. Because they're both holding it. So neither of them are viewed as muhzak. The answer is no. They don't cancel each other out. There's paradox going on here. And that paradox gets translated into each of them, right? Each of them being ki'ilu muhzak in half. Now, what you see from here is, okay, that the idea of muhzakos, and again, exactly how this works, and how the paradox gives each a half, and how it is viewed, is going to be much more crunched on Beis and Beis. But the important thing now to realize and understand is, if we're going to say that there's a principle of muhzakos going on here, and when we get to Shitas Rashi, which we're not going to do now, but we're going to do it, Mitzvah Hashem, very well on Beis Amid Beis, Gimel Amid Aleph. If you assume that there's a Muchzakos here, a very important yisod has to be understood. Around town, there's an idea, in the Achronim, that the principle discussed in the Gemara Rishonim of Kol Masha Tachas Yado Shalohu, a chazaka, muchsakos, that whatever in your hand is considered yours, and that's a chazaka of muchzak, where we say, for sure we say, amotzi mechavel varaya, that when someone is muchzak, we assume it's his. Many have suggested that the idea is, as it sounds like from this Tosfos, anan sade. It's like we are witnesses to the fact the person who's holding it, it's his. What's the idea? How would that be a, we are witnesses to the fact, like a birur. Like there's a birur telling us it's his. There's clarification. There is evidence, if you will, that the one who's holding it is his. So the idea classically would be as follows. Reuven comes to Shimon. Reuven says, you have my object. And Shimon says, what are you talking about? I'm holding this object, right? And I bought the object. Bought it from you, bought it from someone else. No Edim. The one who's holding it, we assume, kol ma shetachas yado shalavu. We don't assume people are gazlanim. We don't assume that people snatch things from someone else. If you're in possession, there's a presumption, evidential presumption, that the one who's holding it is the owner. We don't assume, right? Unless we have some type of proof, we don't assume that the person who is holding it is a goslin. And therefore, there is birur quality to the fact that someone who is holding it, kol ma shetachas yado, shalom. Okay. Now, this we said, it's almost came out impossible to say such a yisoy, such a mahalich in Tosfos and in most Rishonim. And in the end, I don't think we're going to come up with anyone who convincingly goes with such a svara, at least in the case of Shnayim Ochsin. Maybe there's a, you know, when one person is holding it, maybe it might have that evidential quality. But the way we understood it was, Anan Sade means, as Tosfos says, Ki ilu kol echad yesh la bevadai hachetzi. The Anan Sade, the mighty Tosfos Haidi Deyu, that's not B'Torah's Birur, but rather the Torah has established a firm principle that when someone is in possession of his object, or someone is in possession of an object, the Torah defines him as the owner in the absence of any reason to believe otherwise. Meaning, the Torah did not want people to just go be able to snatch things from other people and say, oh, you know what? It's mine. And now we're going to go have a regular battle called the Ongvar. The idea being the Torah gave the person who's in possession of something, by definition, possession, okay, defines bidin, the person as the owner. This is a din. Anan sade. Ki ilu kol echad yesh bevadai hachetzi. The anan sade, my toughest ididehu, means we are witnesses, meaning that we, based on Torah principles, define him and say that he is the one who is toughest is the owner. Now here we have two people being toughest. So it's impossible to say that we have a birur. If we're talking about birur, we have no birur, and we have a real suffix in terms of the birur, whose it is. You'll say maybe as Tosfos goes on, it's a chaluka sheyachol liyos emes. So maybe it really is true that they each have half. But they're each claiming they have the whole thing. It's theirs. And they're each holding on to the whole thing. So to say that there's a birur here, it's almost farcical. Therefore, if you understand there's a din that possession gives you ownership, so here you have a paradox. Possession gives you ownership, gives Reuven ownership, gives Shimon ownership. And that creates a clash. And that clash gives each of them a half, right? Okay? Because
the din, the Ma'idah Tafis, Haidi Dehu. What is it? The Ma'idah Tafis, Haidi Dehu, is not saying that he's being Tafis half. They're each being Tafis the whole thing. But, Chashiv Ki'ilu Kol Echad Yeshla Bebevadai Cheti. The din is defined as if each one has Bevadai Cheti. That's how this paradox gets translated. Again, for the exact way this is being translated, they each consider a muhsak, or they each get half. We'll see some other possibilities as well. That will be dealt with more on Beis Amud Beis on the bottom when the Gemara gets into the understanding whether the Chachamim, in the case of Amar Amutal B'Safek, Tzcholik on Sumchus, argues with our Mishnah, and it gets much more, as I said, deeper and undefined. But this is the key is so. Tosfos there says, that's why we say Yachloku here. Because each one is Muchsak. By Kol the Olam Gvarv Arbe, by Arbe, the case there is they each have a claim. So Tosfos, claims are claims. So if claims are claims, it's nothing for the Beis Din to deal with. Tosfos, claims do not have any substance to them that demands a response of Beis Din. Beis Din says there's no substance, we don't take it. We don't take the case. There's no substance to the claims. Okay? Just claims. If you had some external riots, or if you had some beefed up claims, we'll see later on. Otherwise, we don't take the case. Just a clash of claims. Again, a claim could have substance. We'll talk about real substance. We'll talk about cases like a motive and mixtas, which might add substance to claims when we get to a gimel of an aleph. Okay? Now, so that we understand. Now, the question is, why is mana shlishi different? So Tosfos Shita is, we're going to see, not everyone agrees to this, the Riva in particular, Baba Basra. Tosfos basically is of the position that in case of Manashlishi, the Shomer is considered holding on to it for the two Mafkidim. In other words, there is a Muchsakos of each Mafkid via the Shomer. That being the case, he views them both Mafkidim as Muchsakos. So there should be Yachloku. So that's where he comes and he says, based on his understanding of the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, okay, the Shitas Chachamim, which is again the Pashtus of the Gemara on Shitas Chachamim, we'll see at least the first part of the Gemara before it might shift out. The Tosfos Shita is that the Chachamim Shita is that we don't say Yachloku if it's a Chaluka She'eni Yechol Lios Emes. This Chaluka is not a Yechol Lios Emes. By Talis, it's a Chaluka She'echol Lios Emes. It could be they both picked it up at the same time. They each claim in Kula Shali. It's a Chaluka She'echol Lios Emes. And by the way, this was one of our big supports that Muchsakos is a din and it's not a biru. I'm not saying in the case of Talis, Bivadai, right, we know like the biru that they each picked it up now at the same time, therefore they each have half. Or for sure one bought half off the other, and therefore that would be very, very difficult. The idea is the din says that each of them have half based on the fact that they're in possession. So then why is it chalukah? Why is it to be yichayla liyos emes? So the pshat is it because the din can't go keneged reality. So if it's a chalukah that's deemed ain't yichayla liyos emes, so then the din can't operate. But it's not that when the din operates, we're saying, oh, we have a birur. No, the din is actually paskening up. This is the way it is. They each have half. Okay? Muchsakos. Don't forget, again, they're each claiming the whole thing. How do they get half? because it's that paradox of each being musak in the whole thing that gives them half. So, but that psak din that they are what? Are able to get half based on their milchikos can't be divorced from reality. And therefore, if something is not a chaluka shecholios emes, or something, as we're going to see momentarily in Tosis, so far-fetched that it's out of the normative view of reality, we're not going to say yachloku, what we're going to have to say there is yehe munach. We can't say kol d'olam gvar, because there is already substance to their claim. The substance of the claim is that they're both muchsakos. They're both muchsak. Both mafkidim and muchsak. We just can't paskin up yachloku. But we can't say, Bezin can't say take a hike either. They can't say kol d'olam gvar, because once each of them is muchsak in the totality of this extra mana, which is fascinating, they're both muchsak. The reason why they're both muchsak in that mana, even though the mana was only one of theirs, is because the hafkada, as we said, was a joint hafkada, according to Tosfos, right, between both mafkidim, and therefore they both gave it over, and therefore there is a muchzakos on that 100, each of them being muchzak on that extra 100, because they together gave over the 300, and now this other 100, okay, is being held now, as all 300 is being held for both of them, and therefore is a muchzakos in that extra 100 that we say yehemunachan, and that cannot result in kol d'olam gvar, but rather in nor it for sure can't be result in kol d'olam gvar, because it's substance, and it can't result in yachloku because it's not a chalukah that can be based on any reality. It has to be able to be based on a reality. Okay. But then Tosis is bothered. He says, but what are you going to do about, okay? He's not really bothered. We're bothered, but he also spells it out. He just says, v'chein. He says, even the case later on of Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar, when two people are holding on to a shtar, okay, and which is fascinating, because when two people are holding on to a shtar, and one person says, the Malva says, this is my shtar, I still have the shtar, I did not collect from the Lova yet, and the Lova said, no, I already paid back, and the shtar is now in my hand, and they're both holding on to it. In that case, as the Rush points out, and as Rashi points out, not Rashi, as other Rishonim point out, sorry, not Rashi, there is a Vadai Ramai here. One guy is for sure lying. He's saying the shtar is his. Obviously, they're lying. When one says, I got the shtar back, Lova says, I got the shtar back because I paid up. And the Malva says, oh, I'm still holding the shtar because I wasn't paid back yet. So one of them is for sure Ramai. But even so, even though one's for sure a liar, it's a chalukah shi'chol yosemes. De'efsho shaparo lo acheti. Tosa says, it's possible that one of them paid back half. They paid back half. Ah, they're both claiming the whole thing? Okay. Right? But they might have other reasons why they want to be claiming. Maybe they'll feel they'll lose the whole thing if they don't claim the whole thing. Who knows? But the bottom line is, there's a liar, but we don't care there's a liar. Because as long as it can be predicated on a reality, we'll say, Yachloku and Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar, two people holding onto a shtar. Ah, you'll ask, so it's possible that one of the mafkidim in the case of Manashlishi, sold 50 out of the 100 zuz that's in question, and now really it is a chaluk b'shicholi osemes. So Tosus says, no, ein derech sheyich nelo hachetzi achareishu biyat chaver. Not the derech to do something like that. Now again, we don't really know the realities of what was done, what wasn't done, but Tosus clearly is viewing this case as a lo shchiach scenario where the reality is, I guess, at that point of far-fetchedness, that it's not deemed, all right, in the world of reality. It could happen, but it's not something where we could say that the psak of Yachlok, each getting half, can be predicated on a reality. That is Shitas Taisus, and the Rush, in many, many ways, is very, very similar to Tosfos. There are some nuances in the Rush that some people assume that there's a major machlokes going on, and some people don't. In many of the things, the way we understood the Rush, we understood the Rush kemat the same in terms of the bottom line. It could be that in how they developed and how they got to their bottom line might be different. You go through the Rush carefully, but the basic premise that Yachloku is based on a Muchzakos, and it's the same concept of Muchzakos, which some want to say that they have different concepts of Muchzakos, we assume that they both have the same position. And as the Rush himself spells out Beferish, that even if there's a Ramai, even if it's a Ramai, unlike the Riva, and this is the way we said in Tosos, we will still say Yachloku if it's Muchzakos, if there is Muchzakos, and is a Chaluki Yechoyli Yois Emes, this is what he spells out by Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, Naniv Araktia, Vani Araktia, even though there's a Ramai, as long as it's a Chaluka, She Yechoyli Yois Emes, we are going to say Yachloku. Now, there is two, we did zero in on two differences between the Rush and Tosfos, and that is that according to the Rush, based on other Rushes as well, there seems to be the Rush's vision, the Tshuvas HaRush, the Rush's vision of Kol D'Olam Gevar. Right. According to the Rush, the given, okay, in a case where there is just claims, is not, as we explain in Tosfos, take a hike. But rather, from the Rush, it's mashma, the claims itself demand a response of Bezdin. And that Kol D'Olam Gevar is that response. Meaning that to the Rush, if there's no Muchzakos, then Beis Din cannot go ahead and give each of them a half. That would be taking from one and giving to the other. That would be an untrue psak. That would be a psak based on no din of Muchzakos. And how do you go ahead and give 50 to one and 50 to the other, if it's possible that it is one of theirs? Even in the case of Shnayim Osim Vitalis, the only reason why we are able to say Yachloku is because Muchzakos gave them each a din and a half. But here we don't have the Muchzakos, so now the fact that, oh yeah, it's a Chalukah Shiyacholi Ozemes, but there's also a very good chance, maybe even a bigger chance, as we said, that it's not going to be a Chalukah Shiyacholi Ozemes by the case of Arba. So what do you do? What do you do? Therefore, comes Tosfos, and he says, comes the Rush, and he says that you can't do Yachloku because it will be taking away from someone, right? The object that they own. That's a little read. Listen to the Lashon of the Rush. The Rush's Lashon is, Hilkach ain roi
lifsoik lahen din chaluka. You hear? Shema nafsid le'echad mehen. Maybe going to be nafsid. Echad mehen. Shelo kedin. Can't do that. Right? So he says, B'yoyser roi lo'ymar lahem, shekol mi shetisgabra yodo b'koyach o b'rayas, sheyizke v'zolchim sompchen al zeh, shemi shehadin imo karov l'avi rayas. V'od shemi shehadin imo yimoyse nashu l'hamim. Tosis is saying, the fair psak din here is that they should fight it out. That Bezdin says, fight it out, preferably bring better rayas, but even if not that, you'll say, oh, one guy might bash the other guy's brains out. So there's a basic aside, the one who wants it more will somehow come up with it. He has more serious nefesh. I realize Mike Tyson versus us, that might not be too much of a match, but that's what he says. Misha dinimo moser nafshu la'amida shelo biyado yoyser mimasha moyser acher nafshu ligzol. The one who sounds like Shlomo HaMelech, you know, the one who's it truly is going to put and go all the way, rather than the one who's just going to come and steal. But what does he mean? What he means to say is that this is the most fair psak at this point. They got nothing they can do. They can't, in terms of psak din, unless the people themselves came for a pshara, they can't go and give half to one and half to the other, because there's no musakos. They also can't just say leave, because Rush, unlike Tosos, holds that there is claims have, by definition, what is necessary to get the court rolling. They don't just say take a hike. Claims already demand a response, and that response here can only be called the Olam Gvar. The other chiluk between Tosfos and the Rush is the way the Rush understands the case of Mana Shlishi. By Mana Shlishi, although there is also, again, there is Muchsakos, he does not choose to say that that's considered like a Lo Shchiach, and therefore it's not a Chalukah Sheyecholios Emes, but rather, the way the Rush understands it is that the Rush has a very interesting idea that when it comes to Mana Shlishi, there he says, Kodem shenoda machloiksan yodua lenifka shushal achad mehen. He seems to have a klal, okay, that when you're dealing in Mana Shlishi, even though it's ki'ilu shneam muzakim bo, since the nifkad, right, is muhsak mikach shneim, he says, the shneim muhsakim, but the suffake is nolad when it's in his rishus, and yada hanifkad ki yadam. He says, what's happening is, since the suffake is what? Is being muhsak for both of them, and the suffek is already being nolad when it's already in his hand. So before it comes to court, okay, it's going to be already understood that it is one of theirs. Okay, because the Nifkad knows before the Machlokas arises that it's not Shal Shnehem. In other words, this is a scenario
that prevents Bezdin from able to being to paskin based on the muchsakos, because the fact that each of them, right, are not coming in fresh, presenting their machlekes based on the muchsakos, but it is already touched up in the muchsakos itself as one of theirs. As the muchsakos is by definition defined as one of theirs, we can't then say that there's a paradox going on because it's already been touched up as one of theirs. Okay. Now, we did not crunch this to the fullest in terms of the machlokes regarding this nekuda in Yehemunach, as it was not our issue right now. Not sure. We're going to even crunch it in Gimel. This is a little more of a, this nekuda per se is a little more of a unique machlekes within the case of Mana Shlishi. So we'll see. But anyway, in terms of the overall Shita, as you see, the Rush and Tosfos go with the premise that the overriding factor in Yachloku versus Kol De'olam Gvar is Muchsakos. Muchsakos allows for a din that each of them get half based on the paradox of them both holding on to it together. But each of them, okay, holding on to it as theirs. And they're each saying, Kula Shali, Kula Shali. And that creates the paradox that results in a muchsakos for both of them on the totality, which then results in it being translated in to each of them getting half, either a translation of each being muchsak in chetzi, or each of them getting a chetzi. The Riva rejects this. The Riva, one of his major points of rejection is that it can't be that the difference between Arba and Shnayim Oisim Betalis is one of Muchsakos. That's not the fundamental difference. Although later on, in the end, he seems to imply that Muchsakos is a factor. But he says it's not the key ingredient as to whether we say Yachloku or Kol De'olam Gvar. According to the Riva, the key nekuda is there a Ramai or not? In other words, the Riva basically says, in the case of Arba, if it was a case where there was no Vadai Ramai, in the case of Arba is where each of them says, this is my father's. So one of them is for sure lying. The case of Talis, it's possible that they both thought they picked it up first. So there's not a Vadai Ramai. In the case of Arba, the way he's setting it up, right? Tosfos doesn't necessarily have to understand the Arba cases of Vadai Ramai. It could be, it doesn't really make a difference to him whether there is or isn't a Vadai Ramai. Even if there is a Vadai Ramai, you would say Yachloku if there's a Muchsakos, as long as the Chalukah Sheyecholios Emes. But according to the Riva, Chalukah Sheyecholios Emes is not a factor at the end of the day. We'll see how he understands the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph differently in the Shakla Vataria there with Rav Yossi. The Gemara might have shifted out. In fact, there's even a Mashmos when we come to Chenvani Al Pinkaso. The Gemara did shift out of the way Tosfos himself was learning. We'll get there. But the important thing is to toast to the Riva, Muchsakos isn't the issue.
The issue is there a Ramai? If there's a Ramai, we cannot say Yachloku. If there's no Ramai, we will say Yachloku, even if there's no Muchzikos. And he brings a Raya. The Raya being that the Gemara, okay, asks that on Gimel Amud Aleph, it asks, the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph asks, how come the case of Mana Shlishi is not like our Mishnah? And to the Riva, Mana Shlishi is not a Muchzikos. Why should it be a Muchzikos? The Shomer is holding on to it. We'll be mazbe that machlokas. Why Tosus views Mana Shlishi as a Muchzikos and the Riva doesn't view it as a Muchzikos. But the important thing is that according to the Riva, we would say Yachloku by Arba if it was a case where we have no reason to believe the guy's a Ramai. Same thing with Talis. Even if they weren't holding on to the Talis, the fact that they're holding on to the Talis is not the key. The fact that they're both holding on to the Talis is the equivalent of them both not holding on to the Talis according to the Riva. According to the Riva, they basically cancel each other out. It's as if no one's holding it. Okay? Well, no, that's really not true. In other words, this is a little important Riva. The Riva himself is not going to learn this way. He's not going to learn that then both holding on to it is ki'ilu, and we're going to see that in Rashi, Mr. Shem, when we deal with Rashi later on, after we go through all the Rashis. But the Riva himself is basically saying that there is, Muchzikos does create something, as we're going to see soon enough, but it's not the key factor. It's not the key factor here. We don't need Muchzikos to say Yachloku. We don't need Muchzikos to say Yachloku. We would say Yachloku even if there's no Muchzikos. So,
morning.
The reason why I'm saying this is because later on at the end of the Riva says if there is Muchzikos, even if there is a Ramai, okay, if there's Muchzikos, even if there is a Ramai, he's going to agree. So I have to retract what I said before. He's going to agree with Tosfos that we say Yachloku, even if there is a Ramai. Because that's why he says at the end, when you're dealing with Shnayim Aduk and Bishtar, and I get the same would be by Ani Araktia, Vani Araktia, he would agree with Tosfos in the Rush that there we would say Yachloku. But the important thing is that if there is no Muchzikos, if there is no Ramai, according to the Riva, based on his understanding of the Gemara, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, if there is no Ramai, then we would say Yachloku, even if neither of them are holding the Talis. Why? Because there's no Ramai. And the way we explain this is that, once again, according to the Riva, he is similar to the Rush in this sense over Tosfos that claims themselves demand a response. But the question is, as the Rush said, if claims then demand a response, the only thing you could say is called the Olam Gvar. So why if you have a case, as the Rush says, that one of them, it might be truly one of theirs, and there's no Muchzikos, how could you say achloku? You'll be taking from one and give it to the other. How could you have such a psak din? It should be a psak din of kol dolam gvar. So the Riva holds, and this is a big chiddush, and we're going to ultimately say this in Rashi as well in a couple of weeks, and that is that according to the Riva, Bezdin has to paskin up they're mandated to paskin up the fairest din. And the fairest din in Safek is Yachloku. Split it. You say, what is this, Pshara? This is not din. No. Pshara is when they come to court and ask for a Pshara, for some type of compromise. It's not a compromise. This is not Pshara. It's Pshara like din. Meaning the din is, it's a din, it's a psak din, that Bezdin is mandated to paskin up what is the most fair. This is a key yisod with tremendous ramifications. It's basically a fundamental machlok between the Riva and Tosis and the Rush. We'll see Rashi is going to have a variation of the Riva. It's going to be different, not the same, but we have to see all the Rashis together. We will get there. But the Riva's yisod is Bezdin can actually paskin up something that is not MS. It's Pshara. That is what Bezdin is mandated to do. They have to give the most fair din in this situation. And since they both are equal in their claims, so the fair thing is, give them each half. Why is the case of Arba and Manashlishi different? Because in both those cases, Riva says there's a Ramai. And if it's a Ramai, the idea is a Ramai cannot be given. We can't go ahead. Bezin can't go ahead and give a Pshara-like din to someone that we know is a liar. In other words, that would not be a fair psak. A fair psak is not to go ahead and to give to a liar, a vadai liar. When someone is in there going ahead and lying, for him to be able to now, when we know that, for him to be able to know now, go in and get half, we can't go ahead and give him half when we know we're dealing with a ramai, a liar. We're going to see later on, Rav Yossi Shita, is that he goes so far with a ramai that he actually takes away money that is rightfully someone's based on the fact that there is a ramai. Here, we can't give money to someone, all right, when we give money to someone, when we know that he's a ramai. So here, if we have a vada ramai, we can't say, yachlok, we're going to do what's fair and give them each a half when we have someone who's an outright liar. That's the idea. The way we came to this idea of a pshara like din is gufa because the ikur nekuda is the ramai. It's a ramai, but even if they just have claims, we say achloku if there's no ramai. And finally, what's the difference between yehemunach and kol dalm var arba? But says you say yachloku by you say kol dalm gvar by arba, and you say yehemunach by manashlishi. So the riva gives a teretz that's very like similar to a line in the Gemara in Baba Basra of tafsina lo mafkina mine. Once there's a tfisa and there's someone holding on to it already, they're not going to go ahead and say, you know what? They're not going to go ahead and say, you know what? Kol dal gvar, we're going to take it away and make it hefkervelt. Once there's someone holding on to it, once there's, in fact, the Gemara there in Baba Basra talked about tafsinan. If Bezdin, let's say, was holding it for both of them until a later time when, you know, they would come and try to bring raya's or whatever, and then in the end, you know, the Gemara has an opinion there. Tafsinan lo mafkina mine. So the Riva explains that very similarly. He explains the case of Manashlishi that way. Once there's a tfisa, we don't go ahead and say what? We don't go ahead and say kol da'olam gvar. But we're not going to say yachloku because we're dealing with a ramai. Okay, now there's another reason for a split. The Rishonim bring up Rishonim in Bava Metzia bring up another split that will again I think we'll deal with at a later time. We get to Gimel Amud Aleph, but and that is that the reason why the Shomer can't we can't say Kol Dolam Gvar is because once the Shomer has it, he has a Chiyav Hashava to give it back to the rightful owner. So therefore, you can't split it because the Shomer has a Chiyav Hashava, and the Chiyav Hashava, right? What are they going to do? You know, how's he going to fulfill his Chiyav Hashava if they split it? So therefore, it has to be Yehei Munach. The other last point, and again, we didn't deal with Rashi. The other last point is, Rashi will be dealing with later. The last point is, what's this machlokes as to whether or not you view the Shomer, the Riva views the case of the Shomer by Mona Shlishi as a case that's not Muchzakos. And that's why he gets into his whole Yisoid, that you see that the fact that they compare Mona Shlishi to our Mishnah, that we're not dealing Dafka with Muchzakos in our Mishnah. So comes the Riva, and his assumption is that, again, as we said, that Mana Shlishi is not a case of Muchzakos, while Tosfos had held, and so did the Rush, that Mana Shlishi is a case of Muchzakos. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So we said, again, very, very briefly, what we said was, it depends in that case, how do you view the Shomer? What is he holding on to here? Okay, is he holding on to the items of the Mafkidim? If that's the case, so then there's no Muchzakos, because the Mafkidim, one of them is 200, one of them is 100. So if that's his charge to be Shomer, might be a big Yisoid in Shmira. We'll have to see when we get to Amafkid and Mirth Hashem. That if you're holding on to the object of the Shomer, of the Mafkid, if the Shomer is holding on to the object of the Mafkid, so then that means that he's holding on to 200 for one guy and 100 for the other guy. Masha'en Kane, Tosos, and the Rush obviously hold that the Shmira is a Shmira of the Maisa Hafkada. And the Maisa Hafkada being as one, so therefore there's a Muchzakos for both of them, because the Maisa Hafkada, was one. Ad Kan, we'll move on to next year, that of famous Sugya of Migo Lahotzi, etc.